This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. How many talk show hosts does it take to run a show correctly?
Well, I don't know. Oh, I see. The big mistake.
Because there's three of them in the studio, and not one of us caught my mistake. We had Ryan on the line in Texas last hour.
So embarrassing.
In the third of four, we have four segments per hour now. In the third segment, we brought him on the very end of the segment, said, hang on, we're going to come back to you. And we never came back to poor
You're
Ryan.
You're absolutely right.
And not one of us caught it. So let's try him again. Ryan, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ryan. Perhaps we should recap.
He didn't have a chance to get much out. It was the last 30 seconds of the segment, so we're just starting anew. Ryan, what's on your mind? Thanks for your patience.
I just wanted to kind of change gears. I've been working late this week, so I've been having to catch up on last week's shows on podcast.
Yeah.
This morning I was listening to last Wednesday's show in the great abortion debate.
Yes.
What I want to know is, why do we keep going and fighting abortion law using privacy rights, which any judge can decide what that means?
Can you explain a little more?
Well, you go fight on Roe v. Wade was nothing but the right to privacy, which is a real abstract thing to today's judges.
Right.
Why not we just say banning abortion violates the 13th Amendment, be done with it?
What's the 13th Amendment, just to recap us here?
Involuntary servitude.
Oh, yes.
If a woman is told she has to carry a child against her will for 9 months, is that not involuntary, and is that not servitude?
That's an interesting way to look at it. You know, in all the conversations we've had about this issue over the years, I don't think anyone's ever put it in those terms.
I have never heard it put in those terms before, and that's a very good point of view coming from you.
Not only is it involuntary servitude, but it's also involuntary spending of your money. I mean, pregnancy is not a cheap thing to go through. As soon as you have the abortion, your costs are pretty much done with. You paid for the abortion, and I don't know, would you have to do any sort of cleanup afterwards, or is that pretty much it? Is there another visit to the doctor after an abortion?
Probably to check up on your health, but I wouldn't think that...
Right, otherwise you're done.
Yeah.
Instead of having to go and, you know, do x-rays and ultrasound and all this
stuff.
Doctors
will keep you coming back for checking on you for quite some time, too. It's good for their paychecks.
That's true. Interesting perspective. I think you're absolutely right. What do you think a religious conservative would say to that?
Well, most religious conservatives are so far to the right, they probably don't agree with the 13th.
They probably don't agree with the 13th Amendment? Wow. Well, thank you for the call, Ryan. Was there anything else on your mind?
Well, I'd fight it. Use that.
That's a good one, man. Thanks for the call.
We
appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Very original stuff.
Yep, it says neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as punishment for a crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place within its subject or jurisdiction. It's, you know, I guess it's a good point.
And so the religious folk that are anti-abortion would like to make it into a crime. They would like, I mean, if they had their druthers, abortion would be a crime, and then if somebody actually did have the abortion, then they could subject them to involuntary servitude.
That would just be the wrong thing to do, for someone who'd had an abortion to actually be pregnant.
But they wouldn't be able to stop them from having the actual abortion. I mean, it would be outlawed if they had their way. It'd be outlawed, and you couldn't buy it on the legitimate market, but it would still be available through the black market. So then we'd have to have a war on abortion, and a war on abortion providers, and a war on abortion clients, and it would be a mess.
People are going to get abortions, and they're going to die. Some people are going to die because it's going to be a nasty, ugly
operation.
Underground. Yeah, that's how it's going to be.
I will state that I know someone personally who had an abortion performed by a medical physician, and unfortunately it affected her for the rest of her life. I mean, she had physical problems due to it.
Really?
She became infertile because of it. Mm. And
can I ask? Not so bad.
It's not a fun experience to go through, and it's not something that all women would want to go through, believe me.
Oh, true. And I don't think it's not something that I think a lot of people should do, which is why I think people should be more careful about their sexual behavior.
Exactly.
I mean, if people were a little more discriminatory about their sexual encounters, a little more careful, then maybe we'd have less situations like this. But that's just in a fantasy land.
Yeah, it doesn't sound any fun either.
Right. All right, well, let's go to Will in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Will.
Hi. How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I just want to tell you about something that just happened here. I was just at a Village People concert that was just kind of out in this open area in Boston.
No, you weren't. That guy got arrested. Isn't he still in jail? Isn't the cop in jail in Great Britain or something?
The cop from the Village People.
Didn't he get busted for coke possession or something like that?
I don't know. Touching himself in public? They had some guy. I don't know who it was, but...
So they got a new cop. All right, so you're at a Village People concert. Go ahead with the rest of your story. Go ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, I guess the Boston police were just acting ridiculous. Like, there was, you know, people standing up and stuff, and they were just, like, shooing them to sit down. And just people trying to dance, and they were just being ridiculous. At one point, they kind of started a conga line during In the Navy, and I could see one of the cops, like, was on his walkie-talkie or on his CB, and it looked like he was, I don't know, I was guessing he was trying to call his sergeant or something to just figure out what to do. And they ended up just, like, pushing the conga line, well, not pushing physically, but just kind of blocking him so they couldn't go any further. They were just being ridiculous.
What?
Blocking the conga line.
Where was this happening again?
This is in downtown Boston.
Downtown Boston in an area that is what? Normally, are there concerts normally held here? What is it outdoors?
Well, it's outdoors. It's a public area. It's like City Hall area. It's kind of like an open plaza where, like, during the summer there's concerts every Wednesday night.
So you're telling me that there was a Village People concert tonight where the cops were cracking down on Congo lines?
Well, they didn't arrest anybody, but yeah, I mean, they were just basically putting a damper on everybody's fun.
Because, yeah, you know, that Congo line, it could be considered a terrorist activity or
Congo,
you know.
Congo line, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most insane thing I've ever heard of. Why would they even consider... Why would the police officer need to get on his phone?
The most important question is, why were you at a Village People concert?
Just in case you're questioning him...
Because they're the Village People.
Just in case you're questioning the validity of what he's saying, Boston, Massachusetts, City Hall Park, July the 19th.
Village People.
Yeah.
Playing.
Wow.
That's their official concert date website. And by the way, the name of the black cop is Ray.
The guy that was arrested.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Now, when you say the cops were preventing people from standing up, are you telling me that there are seats? I mean, they'd set up some sort of seating area, or are there always seats in this area? Is this like
there's bowling chairs that they set up, but there's also kind of like concrete, I guess, steps that people were sitting on. So we were kind of sitting on the second level, and there were some younger kids, like, sitting in front of us, and they were starting to stand up to dance, like, earlier on, and the cops came over and like, were motioning them to sit down and everything.
Sit down, you're disturbing people's view.
How are you supposed to do the YMCA if you can't stand up?
Well, actually, they did let people stand for that, I guess.
Oh, I see.
I figured that was the limit, because I was right at the end.
Wow.
They're very discriminatory in what songs they'll allow you to stand up for.
I actually punched a girl in the jaw one time while doing the YMCA. I put my arms up for the Y, and I didn't know that she was to the side of me like that, and I hit her right in the mouth.
How low was your Y, my God?
I was seated, and she was standing above me.
Oh,
she had moved, changed position from behind me to the side of me while I was seated, and...
Ouch.
Oh, I felt so bad.
Well, thanks for the call, man. Glad you enjoyed the show. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231.
I think that's going to go up on the fan page quote section.
You know, if I knew more Village People lyrics, I'd try to make a joke, but I don't know really any of their lyrics.
Yeah, thank God.
So let's talk to Johnson in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you guys real quickly about the servitude aspect of things.
Yeah, of the abortion debate.
Yeah, just real quick about abortion. You know, one of the things that anti-abortion advocates don't ever want to bring up, they don't ever want to discuss about the whole debate, is that abortion is performed because it's humane. They don't mention the fact that, you know, the other alternative is just remove the fetus and let it try to survive on its own, suffocating to death.
Wait a minute. Now, Johnson, I want to hang on because I want you to justify this, because we had somebody call in last week that said they had a videotape of a baby screaming in a womb, and Johnson says this is humane, so we'll find out what he says about that in your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves with the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. To the phones, we return. And back to Johnson in Florida. Johnson, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. So you were talking about the servitude aspect of this whole abortion controversy in regards to our earlier caller who mentioned
right.
that the 13th Amendment prohibits involuntary servitude, also known as slavery. And his point was that if we are telling women they have to bring their children to term, doesn't that make them a slave?
Right, and I absolutely agree with that caller, and I've always believed that. And what I think is interesting is you brought up that point about a video of a fetus screaming in the womb.
Right, you had said it was humane to abort a baby.
Right, now, let me explain that. Let me explain that. First of all, I think that you can't put a fetus... I can make a mouse scream. You know, you stab it with a needle. Or, you know, there are certain species of insect that scream. That does not put them on par with an intelligent, grown, adult human being, the mother. Now, I don't think it's right. I don't think it's necessarily right to do that. But here's where I think it's humane. See, in order to avoid the involuntary servitude aspect of that, unless you force these women to carry this fetus to term, to carry it until it is a grown infant human being, then you are forcing them into slavery for either that child or for whatever organization wants to force this mother to carry that child to term.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem there is the only option is to remove it, right? So you remove the child, you remove it from the womb, and I mean, at that point, there's only an option. The only option is you let that fetus either try to survive on its own,
right?
Or
which it can't do.
Well, why not?
Well, because
why can't you do that?
It can't possibly eat, and it can't do things on its own, and it's incapable of that.
Right, and it's not capable of breathing, has no developed lungs. Why not just let it? Yeah, it'll die on its own, right? I mean, that's not an abortion, then. We wouldn't be committing an abortion. We'd be simply removing the fetus. See, it's humane to abort that not grown, not human being, not capable of surviving on its own entity. It's more humane.
More humane to kill it. More humane to end what little of, what bit of life it has than to allow it to, say, strangle itself or die off in a so-called natural fashion. That's what you're saying.
Right. Absolutely. And then the other thing is, even if you are religious, even if you believe that there's some sort of religious aspect to this, if it's a fetus, it's not had the chance to commit any sort of sin if you believe in that sort of Christian view of things. So I would think that an abortion would be almost like one of the best gifts, if you're going to believe in human, if you're going to believe in that sort of religion, that would be the best gift that a human being could receive.
Straight shot to heaven, you're saying.
Straight shot to heaven. Has not had a chance to commit any sort of sin. You know, hasn't even had a chance to decide what religion they're going to be.
Great point, man. Thanks for the call.
Makes some good points there.
We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I wonder how a religious person would respond to that. If you want to.
They certainly can.
800-259-9231 to Jason in Pennsylvania on the Amplifier line. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to chime in on that Boston caller the other day, or just a little bit ago.
Yeah.
I was in Boston probably about 2, maybe 3 years ago. And had a similar experience and found out that Boston has a law that you must have a permit to dance.
Who must?
In other words, I guess it's up to the establishment, but the venue has to have a dancing permit in order for people to be dancing.
I think they call that a cabaret license, and it's not unusual.
But wait, this was an outdoor park that our caller was talking about, as I understood it.
I just caught the tail end of it, so I don't know the whole story, but I found it very unusual, very odd.
It does seem strange, but...
What's that?
It does seem strange, but I understand why they're doing it. They're doing it so that, because once dancing comes and live music comes and, there's more noise and all that stuff, and so it's the idea is to keep them out of, away from residential areas and where people are sleeping.
Oh, I was in a bar and visiting Boston on business. I go into an Irish pub and there's an Irish folk band, playing their music and
right.
It was just as loud with them playing their music as if it would have been if they were playing their music and people would have been dancing.
Understood. Right, dancing doesn't increase the loudness.
I stood up in place at the table that I was sitting at, not knowing anything about this law.
Right.
And had my wife with me at the time. She happened to be able to go on this trip with me, and we were standing there and had a couple beers and we're feeling a little jiggy.
Sure.
So thought we'd get up and start dancing with each other, and
right.
And abruptly a bar employee came over and told us that he would have to evict us from the establishment if we didn't sit down immediately.
Wow.
And I sat down, and even when I was sitting there with my feet moving underneath the table, he told me, no, you cannot dance.
You cannot move.
Oh, my
your
goodness.
Feet.
You can't even tap your feet to the beat.
I was probably doing a little more than tapping, but
sure.
Still, I was not up standing and dancing.
You were not moving about. And that's just stunning. And we had talked about a story out of New York City where they have similar laws, the cabaret laws, where you have to have a license, a city license, to allow dancing in your establishment. I mean, how archaic is this? I mean, this is...
Well, it completely blows my mind that people are... There's so many people that are for licensing and control, and this just goes to show how insane it can get and how micromanaging the government can be on our lives.
Right, it's almost Puritan in a way, you know? No dancing allowed! You must ask your special permission!
First thing I thought about was, what was the movie back in the 80s?
Footloose.
There you go. Footloose.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, just want to also chime in on the George Bush finally vetoed something.
Yeah, the stem cell thing, sure.
I'm just glad he finally realized that whole veto thing existed. I thought maybe he didn't know about it.
Yeah, maybe he'll use it again sometime. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, Jason. 800-259-9231. It's so arcane, this dancing ban. I mean, it sounds like it came right out of the 1800s, the late 1700s, the Puritans or something. I guess the Puritans were more, 1600s? I don't know my history very well, but it sounds like Scarlet Letter stuff.
I don't understand what the purpose of the law is. I really don't get the purpose behind it.
Oh, you might be, if you're dancing, you might be thinking of sex or something, if we don't want our children to be thinking of sex.
Certainly Baptists these days are against dancing.
Are they?
Are they really? I
really?
Did not know
Why?
That.
Because it's like
all
sex,
dancing?
Vertically with your clothes on.
What if you're husband and wife? Can you dance then?
I think it's still frowned upon. You should do that in your bedroom. You can dance in your bedroom.
Horizontal dancing? 800-259-9231. Why does this law exist? Can you explain? It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who is a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show there and a dial-up version, both of them on the house, freetalklive.com. So, why do good men do nothing? It's a question that probably a lot of people want to know the answer to. I mean, there's so much bad stuff in the world, so many bad men in power that are doing terrible things to us, and many people who are generally good sit back and take it. Why? Well, the Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership, printing an article by Wendy McElroy on this very topic. In his book, Thoughts on the Cause of Present Discontents, the British philosopher Edmund Burke wrote, "When bad men combine, the good must associate, else they will fall one by one." This sentiment has survived now, as all that is necessary for evil to succeed is that good men do nothing. Why do good men do nothing in the face of evil, especially when evil aggressively invades their lives? And, every night on Free Talk Live, we go down reason after reason, example after example, of how it is that your life is being invaded. One of the most simple examples is taxes. One of the more obscure ones is the war on drugs, which has resulted in plenty of innocent people having their lives literally invaded by the police in the middle of the night. And I say obscure because it only happens occasionally to random people. But you could be next. It could be you. So there's all kinds of different examples. The question has red-hot relevance to those who value the tradition of individual freedom in which America was born, a tradition that includes freedom of speech, the right to bear arms, and the demand of due process. These traditional freedoms are crumbling under the wheels of runaway government. Through dozens of alphabet agencies, you know them, the IRS, BATF, CPS, DHS, etc., government aggression enters the lives of good men who do nothing to protect themselves or their families. Some are paralyzed by fear, like you, Mark. Some by denial. But many others are immobilized by an apathy that strips away the emotional will to act in self-defense. In psychological terms, apathy is a state of constant indifference that's generally associated with depression. Apathy leaves an individual unresponsive to the world and creates a disconnect between what he believes, how he feels, and which actions he takes. For example, a man might fully recognize that food is necessary to life, but because he doesn't care, he won't eat it.
Got it.
Translated into political terms, he might realize that a gluttonous government is feasting on his liberties, his wealth, and even his children's future. But because he feels only numbness towards government, he doesn't act in self-defense. He obeys even when the command is self-destructive. The question of why people passively obey government has haunted the history of political discourse. In 1552, Étienne de la Boétie addressed what he called the most important problem confronting freedom, that people consent to their own enslavement. His analysis of why resulted in the world's first book on nonviolent resistance, The Politics of Obedience, The Discourse of Voluntary Servitude. Modern historians ask the same question. During the mass arrests of Stalinist Russia, people reportedly slept in their clothing, not in order to flee more easily, but in order to be more fully dressed when they were seized.
Wow.
I've thought about it before when I've gone out before. I thought, gosh, you know, if I get pulled over and arrested tonight, I'm going to want to have long pants on because it's cold in jail. Kind of that same mentality. Modern historians...
I have never thought that.
Neither would I.
Crazy and paranoid to me, Ian.
Part of the complex answer lies in what psychologists call...
Part of the reason why Ian lives in a police state and I don't.
True.
Let's see. Jews in Hitler's Europe, Jews reported on their own to deportation centers and therefore to their deaths. Why? Part of the complex answer lies in what psychologists call object-specific apathy. That is, a person's numbness is directed toward a specific situation and may not be manifested in other areas of his life. The same man who's passionate about his music,
mm-hmm.
or about his wife, or children may feel impotent in the area of demanding or even wanting his own freedom. This response is a form of learned helplessness. It's learned because the response comes from relentlessly teaching an individual that he has no control over a situation, therefore his efforts are futile. And when you look at what the government's doing, whether it's spying on your phones or kicking in people's doors at 4 a.m., it's
close.
Easy to feel hopeless. It's easy to feel like you are not in control of your future. The original and now famous experiment from which the term learned helplessness derives involved shocking dogs with electricity until they developed the psychology of submission. When applied to human beings, learned helplessness is most often used to describe people who've been institutionalized. For example, in prisons, mental institutions, or orphanages. There, the regimentation strips an individual of the smallest choice and punishes the expression of preference. In time, many institutionalized people accept the inevitability of their environment. Some of them lose all ability to feel their own preferences. I'm going to be here forever.
I can hardly imagine that somebody loses the ability to feel their own preferences.
The depth of learned helplessness that comes from being institutionalized is rare, but most of us absorb a degree of this apathy through constant exposure to a society that attempts to control almost every choice in daily life.
I'd give you that.
Smoking, eating fast food, gun ownership, telling a rude joke at work, marriage and divorce, boarding an airplane, medical care, banking, making a phone call. It's difficult to find a choice that isn't scrutinized by some bureaucracy and covered by some form of government control. We pointed out instance after instance of micromanagement. I mean, the guy that called earlier, this hour, talking about the concert that he went to. They weren't even allowed to stand up. Talk about micromanaging. The message is clear. Conformity is rewarded. The wrong choices are punished or otherwise discouraged. The public school system, government school system, is just one example of what could be called the institutionalizing or bureaucratizing of daily life. The Castle, a brilliant novel by Franz Kafka, offers a window into what happens to the psychology of a man who confronts bureaucracy. Due to a mistake in paperwork, the main character, known as Kay, is summoned to work in a village as a surveyor, but ends up as a janitor. The castle is the summoning authority in which Kay must but cannot deal with because he cannot contact the proper official. Have you ever had this trouble with bureaucracy?
Go figure. Yeah.
Trying to call the right person, trying to get an answer out of these people. I can't help you with that. Let me transfer you to this other bureaucrat. Hello, I'm sorry I don't know the answer to your question, but I'll transfer you over to my superiors. You're going to have to dial 877.
Wait. And then you forget, oh, that person's on vacation out of the office.
I'll take a message.
Da-da-da. Leave a message.
No one ever calls.
You never get anything.
Yep. So he summoned there, worked.
You know what? That's not fair. I have gotten responses. I just haven't gotten a lot of them.
he can't deal with it because he can't contact the proper official. Kay's long and antagonizing exercise in futility reveals the impact that bureaucracy has upon the human soul. It deadens. Kay's error was to accept the authority of the castle in the first place.
Mm.
The foregoing observation contains good news. Bureaucracy and authority require consent. And if that consent is learned behavior, it can also be unlearned. Something within the human spirit wants to shake off destructive programming. Call it a survival instinct. Perhaps it's the inbred urge revealed by every two-year-old who yells, "No!" over and over again.
Yes, they do.
For the simple joy of exercising veto over his own life. Adults need to recapture that childlike joy and the power...
Exercise a little veto over his little red butt.
The power of saying no. The words most feared by those in authority are, "I won't." Individuals with the habit of obedience may need to start saying no on small matters, like refusing to fill in racial information on application forms. Did you do that?
I did that for my wedding, or my marriage application.
There you go, baby steps, Mark. Soon you'll be a full-fledged nonconformist.
Great, that's just what I need. Don't take me away.
Only when a person is able to say no can he say yes and have the word mean more than the obedient response of a servant. Yes is properly the affirmation of a free man. And I like what she's saying here because I just watched there was a Free State Project video that's going to be sold very soon at the Free State Project website, put together by Roger Grant. He sort of goes to different events in New Hampshire and films and really does a great job. And one of the things he filmed was Russell Canning and Lauren Canario doing a presentation on civil disobedience, non-cooperation, at Porkfest this year, which was just fantastic. And they were talking about some of these same ideas. The fact that all we need to do is stop complying. We need to have the courage to just say no to these government demands. More's on the way. You take control of the show. This is Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and
hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, we got all kinds of stuff, and it's all for free. Now, running a website does cost a little bit of money, especially a site like ours where we're pumping out gigabytes and gigabytes of MP3 files. You know, these things don't come cheap, but we give it away nonetheless because we can. And one of the reasons we can is because of the Amplifier program at amp.freetalklive.com. See, over 250 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers. And why are they doing this? Why are they contributing $3 a month to the show? Well, because they believe in Free Talk Live. They want to see Free Talk Live become more popular, spread across the country and across the globe, get on more radio stations, get on more people's internet connections. And they realize that Free Talk Live is probably one of the most effective vehicles for spreading the message of freedom and liberty that we've ever seen. And that's in my opinion. If there's something more effective, I'd love to hear about it. Besides word of mouth. Word of mouth is pretty darn effective, but this is like word of mouth times 10, in my opinion. So that's why they're pulling up perhaps
times 20,000.
Depending on how many affiliates we get.
Mm.
Yeah. So the more affiliates we get, the more stations we get, the more people listening, the more people come across the message of freedom and liberty. So it's a nice little incestuous process that's going to create more freedom for more people, I think. So if you agree, then you should go to amp.freetalklive.com and give us a little bit of help out. Amp.freetalklive.com. If you like the fact that we give away everything for free, pony up voluntarily at least $3 a month, and you'll get some perks too. You'll get access to the classic archives. In fact, I think I'll be posting another classic archive here shortly. As well as some other Amplifier perks, like access to the Amplifier-only call-in lines, as well as Amplifier-only forum. So get all the details, and you can learn how we're spending the money as well at amp.freetalklive.com.
You know, those perks that we give make it all worthwhile. I mean, the old archives, that's a big deal. I mean, you get all
that's
these old
cool.
Yeah, all those old episodes, and you get the forum, which you can talk to the other Amplifiers.
Yep.
People like that.
Yep, exactly. So amp.freetalklive.com. All right, Melissa, let's shift gears over to your story about sex offenders. Last night on the show, we brought you the story that there may very well be soon a national sex offender registry, and that's pretty frightening, the idea that the federal government is jumping into the sex offender registry game. We asked, of course, where is this going to go from here? What other types of registries are we going to have? Is there going to be a drug dealer registry? Is there going to be a violent criminal registry? Is there going to be a bad dog registry? I mean, they're going to take this... terrorist suspect registry. They could go anywhere,
anywhere
for this. But there's more on what they're doing to sex offenders. What's the latest, Melissa?
Well, the latest thing that's been reported recently was that authorities have gained a new high-tech tool to keep track of sex offenders called the Sex Offender Registry and Identification System, or SORIS. And it's basically a system where they're going to be scanning the irises of sex offenders. Sex offenders.
What do they think these sex offenders are doing with their irises?
Apparently.
Winking at children.
The law enforcement will be able to scan the irises of suspected criminals and check for a match. The response is almost instantaneous. And according to the Mecklenburg Sheriff Deputy Jim Pendergraf, he states that they're going to track down every sex offender. And by doing this...
The sheriff's deputy?
I'm sorry. Okay. By the sheriff himself,
okay.
Actually, said that they are going to track down every sex offender. And in order to do this, they're going to need to basically visit homes or residences where they believe that these sexual offenders may be and scan their irises at that time.
So I'm presuming that part of the deal when you are a sex offender is that you have to submit to whatever new stupid rules and regulations the government comes up with?
No, there's no way that would be the case. I mean, that's what they're trying to do, but that's what you're sentenced to.
But what's going to happen when, if I was a sex offender, say as we pointed out, you can be a sex offender by peeing behind a tree in public.
Exactly.
So if I'm a sex offender and the sheriff comes along with this little iris scanning thing to my house and says, Mr. Ian, you're going to have to open your eyes here, and we're going to scan you. And I said, what are you talking about? This is not part of my punishment. You go away. What are they going to tell me?
Put your hands behind your back.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, basically, I mean, he says that you can't refuse it, that they either visit you at your home or you have to come into the station to have it done.
This is, and you know, that's how they enforce these things. But
what if I keep my eyes shut?
This would be found unconstitutional. If it was challenged, and it will, but it'll be
maybe it won't
years from now when it finally gets up there, and they'll have scanned the irises of thousands of sex offenders.
You're presuming it will be challenged.
It will be challenged.
I'm sure that the ACLU will probably challenge.
Oh, I hope
there
so.
Is a privacy
will. A sex
invasion.
Offender gets picked up and charged for something because of this iris scanning thing. That his lawyer is going to. Go after this because it's unconstitutional.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Mark.
I'm not saying that I think that's a good thing, by the way.
Okay, but here's the problem. Even if that does happen, what we're looking at here is sex offenders.
I know.
And in today's society, these are the lowest of the lows of as far as the criminals are concerned.
Right,
as far as
the judges are concerned, and the judges will hopefully will not allow that to happen. The legislators
I don't know about that.
Some
of the judges run for re-election, too. Okay,
yes,
not
state
Supreme Court judges.
I understand that. I'm just saying that, I mean, in this day and age, it seems to me like the judges, the legislature, the executive branch, they're all working together to bring us bigger and bigger government. Now, the sex offenders, nobody likes them, right? I mean, who can stand up and defend the sex offenders, besides maybe Free Talk Live, to an extent? As far as I'll defend their right to privacy after they're out of jail. I think they should have a right to privacy.
I don't think anybody should be additionally sentenced after they've been sentenced by the judge, and that's what this is.
Right, but aren't they saying in here, Melissa, that they want to scan their retinas so they can identify them later on?
Yes,
that's
correct.
The purpose here.
Well,
so
they're actually trying to identify them immediately, and it originally was set up for sex offenders who had failed to register. You know, most sex offenders in most states or counties have to, they're required by law to register
right.
when they've actually, you know, been, I guess you could say, they've actually committed the crime,
mm-hmm.
but or found guilty of committing the crime. However, the sad thing about this is that they're also stating that once the deputies start doing this, they also plan to scan the irises of people they pull over and suspect of having committed a crime. That doesn't mean that they've actually committed a crime or been found guilty of committing a crime, just people who they suspect
Even if she hadn't gotten that far in this article, and I didn't know that part was in this article, that was where I was going to go with this. The sex offenders are going to be the excuse,
exactly.
Just like the immigrants. The two groups, the two underclass, the two downtrodden groups here that everyone hates in America are going to be sex offenders and immigrants. And they're going to use this technology first on the sex offenders and the immigrants. And they're going to say, oh, look, America, we're doing this to keep you safe. We're doing it. We you don't want your kids to get molested, do you? Okay, then. So we're going to go ahead and scan all these sex offenders' irises. But look, to know if they're sex, if we pull you over and suspect that you're a sex offender, we're going to have to know whether or not you're a sex offender. And if you don't want it to take a long time, and we pull people over, you could be on the side of the road for 2 hours as we wait to check you out to make sure you're not a sex offender. So you're going to have to scan your iris, too. So we're going to have to get everybody in here. That way we can identify who the sex offenders are and who, I mean, they could use whatever excuse they want. We got to make sure you're not an illegal immigrant, so we're going to need your iris scan. This is how they're bringing this technology into the forefront, and they're going to try to use it on as many people as possible.
Iris scanning is not innocuous. I mean, it is not good for your irises to be scanned.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, is that proven? I mean, is there scientific proof of that?
It's my understanding. I haven't researched this. I didn't know that you were going to pull this out.
What's going to happen?
It's my understanding that the reason that the technology isn't that widespread, is the reason we don't have iris scanning locks like you see on Hollywood, is because it's not that good for you. It's not good for your iris to be scanned over and over and over again. And as far as I'm concerned, if it's not good to be scanned over and over and over again, it's not good once. And you're not scanning my iris. Thank you.
So if you refuse, though, and it doesn't state anywhere in this article.
They'll punch your teeth out.
Well, they could very well do that.
They'll kick your teeth out and take you to jail.
They'll drag you to jail.
We need to go to the phones, guys. Brandon in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
How you guys doing?
Hey, good. What's up?
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, just since you guys were talking about sex offenders, I sent you guys an email earlier today talking about some of the devil's advocate positions. So I wanted to preface that I personally don't believe that registries run by the government of any kind are good, but let's just pretend.
Pretend that they are good?
Yeah, let's just pretend that I think it's a good idea
for
5 minutes.
Well, we don't have 5 minutes. You've got about 30 seconds.
Okay. So one of the things that I would first concede is that what constitutes a sex offense would need to change. Sex offenses would have to be either an act of violence and predatory in nature. So lewd conduct, peeing on a tree, all that, streaking on a field would have to no longer be part of the sex offense. A couple of the points that you could make a pro argument is one that studies have shown that child molesters and rapists generally can't be reformed, and they have a very high rate of recidivism.
Actually, didn't we find out that wasn't true, Mark?
What, that they couldn't be reformed?
Right.
Well, there's the Reformation. Many of them do not recidivize.
There's different statistics on that, and either way, the government needs to stay out.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.